This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, November 23rd. Well, we're getting into some pretty quiet trading across the commodity space and even into the indexes. Of course, tomorrow's a holiday. Friday will be a shortened day for grains. The Chicago Board of Trade will close at 11:05 Mountain Time. We'll have a regular close today, and of course, tomorrow will be closed. And we will not have a night session Thursday night. That'll open at 7:30 Mountain Time on Friday morning. So we don't expect to see a lot of action here. It'll be pretty quiet, especially today and Friday, of course. There's most likely going to be very little trading activity. And then we get into December, which tends to be quiet also. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's, it's usually pretty quiet trade. So we don't expect a lot of price action. If something were to happen, a major event, political or fundamental to the markets, it could create a fairly big move either up or down simply because there's low volume. But by and large, during the holidays, trade tends to be fairly quiet. Now we've got the railroad strike looming above us. That does not appear to be being resolved very quickly. You know, if we see a rail strike, it's going to be bearish for the grains. You know, we don't have very good river traffic simply because of the low levels, and it's very expensive. Now, you know, we're leaning heavily on rail, and if that shuts down, it just backs up a lot of product into the interior, and it's going to be bearish the market. We're struggling to compete in the export market already. This would skyrocket FOB offers at the export facilities because it would be very expensive to get the grain there. It would have to be by truck, and that's way more expensive than rail, which is way more expensive than barge. So I think that short term, markets are being very wary of this potential looming railroad strike. The trade is starting to get pretty nervous about that. So we'll just see how that evolves. But seasonally, wheat tends to push lower into late November, usually carving out some kind of a low right around Thanksgiving. So we are there, and the market has been drifting lower over these last few weeks. Just a slow decline. You know, the target is still around that 775 level on the front month December. Pretty soon, with just a few days, we're going to be in delivery for December, so we'll be looking at the March contract, which is carrying about a 9 cent premium to the December, but still about a dime below where we are is where we would expect to find pretty solid support. I think the market has a good chance of getting there. It's just a matter of time. And again, it's pretty quiet trade. Corn too has been fairly quiet, so not finding a lot of spillover direction from there. It's gone fairly flat. Basis has improved significantly in corn, especially in the interior. So once, you know, harvest is largely behind us, we're not seeing so much hedge pressure coming into the harvest areas. So I think the corn market's probably going to find, you know, carve out its trading range low here fairly soon too. I think upside is limited on both wheat and corn because of export competition, number one, and import likelihood. It is confirmed that the U.S. imported, you know, private importers, obviously, but they bought wheat from Poland, and they're taking it into Florida for, you know, end use there. So, you know, obviously, even at where I thought the wheat market would find the low end of its trading range, we're importing wheat. So I'm going to have to ratchet down my trading range price levels. Likely this $8 level is either A, going to be in the middle of that range or toward the top end of it. It's not a good sign when, you know, you think you're at a support level and all of a sudden you find out you're importing wheat into the country. That clearly has a negative tone to it. And the other notable negative tone, of course, is the Black Sea export capacity. Russia with a massive crop, the biggest crop they've ever had, and they are exporting aggressively. And it looks like, you know, they've agreed to keep the trade corridor open. So it looks like Russia will be able to move wheat throughout the winter. They have deep water seaports, and they will be able to move grain and fertilizer out of those deep sea ports. So we expect that we'll see export competition from Russia throughout the winter and probably well into the spring. For Ukraine, that's primarily going to be a corn export market. We expect that we'll see corn moving out of that country for the next couple months. Wheat and sunflowers are part of that mix as well, but it's primarily corn. And of course, we've got Brazil aggressively exporting corn from their big old crop stocks, and they are on the cusp of harvesting another massive corn and soybean crop. They're wrapping up planting there. They're just getting into the growing season, but the weather conditions look very good for Brazil. So we expect that they're going to be potentially cutting record soybean and corn crop in Brazil. And even Argentina, which has been dry, dry, dry for months, they have started to get some rain. And it looks like the weather patterns are changing. So I expect that we're going to see, at least to start, a pretty decent potential crop coming out of Argentina. All this spells a bearish market for corn in particular, but also for wheat. I think that with the export competition in wheat and with Russia pretty much, you know, back in the game, and it looks like they're going to stay there, it's going to be really hard to rally wheat and corn given the export competition we have and our struggles so far to compete in that market. We have not done well, to say the least, for corn and soybeans. And, you know, China might come in for corn here eventually when Brazil runs out, but it's going to be tough, I think, to catch up to where USDA initially projected or even currently has export projections. I just think it's going to be a tough challenge to rally wheat or corn. On the flip side, I think downside is limited in wheat. We have a terrible start to our winter wheat crop here in the United States. We don't look for a lot of relief, at least through December. Long-range forecasts suggest it's going to stay dry in the southern and central plains. And then you're in the heart of winter, you get a cold snap or something without any winter, without any snow cover, and you really ratchet up the chances for winter kill. Likely you're going to see more than, you know, an increase in planted acres, but probably an increase in abandoned acres as well. But all of that is down the road. So I think, you know, the poor condition of the crop will help support the wheat space here in the United States. So that gives us a floor underneath the wheat market. But I think the upside is very limited. Similar thing with corn. Stocks are relatively tight here in the United States. Domestic demand is great, but export demand is horrible. So that's your balance there. I think, again, you'll find your floor in corn, I think, fairly soon, but the upside is relatively limited. So I think you'll be stuck in a trading range of the winter. I think that offers opportunities. You just trade it back and forth along those ranges. And, you know, you just kind of wait it out until we get into the growing season next spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.